this was a really, really good win. With a lot of things to overcome. Brooklyn being the first one, just playing really hard and really physical and made shots. And for us, we've talked about the possession game. And, you know, Zach getting 7 offensive rebounds is a huge, huge plus for us. And really, the offensive glass and, you know, defensively making plays and turning them over gave us some more opportunities because we obviously didn't shoot the ball well. These are the types of games that we need to win. And to do it that way, to me, is significant.
Coach, talk about Mogay's impact, limit to miss tonight, injury and effort, getting steals, getting dunks, making an impact, pretty much turning the game around for you guys in the fourth quarter.
He did. We put him in at the end of the third just for a defense possession. And I've got a ton of confidence in him. And the one thing you always get from Mo is he just competes. And, you know, whether he makes a shot or not, you know, I love it when it goes in. But he does so many things on the floor for us, and as you said, I thought he really raised everybody's level, and then Nikhil as well. Those two guys, you could just feel their presence defensively. So it's good to see Mo. He's always ready, and that's what he did tonight.
It's a 4-point game with 5 minutes to play. What did you kind of see from your guys from that point out to close this one out?
Yeah, I thought we weren't running. We tried to, you know, get some early actions just to kind of give us some more movement. I think there were points in the game when we had that we were more efficient offensively, but it's also hard to run when you don't get stopped. So I don't know what the last 5 minutes was on the scoreboard after with the finish from 5 minutes under, but I know we got stops when we needed to. We were able to keep up on the other end. Had a few guys make some shots. Chandler, you know, I've talked about his catch and shoot 3 for a while now. And, you know, people are giving him a little bit of space, and he's ready to make a decision. He hit some big ones for us. And as I said, I think the biggest thing is, you know, if you can play defense, you know, during crunch time, it's a big deal. And Dyson's usually a big part of that, so not having him tonight. Other guys stepped up defensively. I thought CJ made some good plays defensively too. So it was good to see.
You mentioned the possession game and kind of bad shooting night. What do you think about the shot quality offense? It's sometimes going to be terrible.
Yeah, and, you know, there was a stretch where we missed some layups and we missed some open threes. So I'll have to look at it, but it didn't feel egregious to me. What I did feel like is we weren't getting some easy looks because we weren't running. So they weren't necessarily shots that you were feeling like was a bad shot, but I didn't always feel like we had really good offensive possessions. And we did at times, and we could feel that. We missed. And that's, again, I thought there's a few things for me to take from this, and one of them is, you know, when we were going through that and the game was hard, we didn't splinter at all. You know, everybody was still really connected. And there was a determination that those guys provided for one another.
Coach Dyson's been obviously during your all season long, the last couple of weeks, included especially. How do you reorganize for a game like this when you don't have to figure out what you want?
Yeah, well, for one thing, I thought Gabe gave us great minutes. You know, and Dyson does so many things on the defense end. We all kind of are aware of that, but the other thing, he really pushes the pace for us. And when he's doing that, and Nikhil's running, JJ's getting the ball on the open floor, so I think that impacted our pace. And when that happens, you get kind of mucked down. Suddenly, you know, they're able to be more physical. It's harder to move. Sometimes just attacking the open floor loosens the defense, and that's one of the things he does to us, getting in the paint and spraying it out to people and taking care of the ball and, you know, making plays for other people.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thank you.